What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Ooh, I blew a gasket, Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Timber Wilkes.
Hello, Huggy.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Grammy Award winners for Best Morning Radio Show by Jinx and Duo Group. I had to watch the Grammys when I got home from me and Chris Paul's show at the D.C. Improv last night. Thank God for DVR. Beyonce and Jay-Z started the show off with their song Drunk in Love. Woo! That damn performance damn near made me relapse, y'all. That Beyonce is something else, ain't she? Got to be more careful. Yeah. She said she had me at the Hug Shack wearing a Kellen Winslow jersey screaming surfboard like I was Richard Sherman, y'all. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I didn't see any of the other performance after watching Drunk in Love over and over and over and over and over again. But I did get a chance to see Pharrell's hat.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all Twitter was talking about, that cat in the hat. Twitter said Pharrell's hat was the size of a Toyota Prius. Now, when I first saw it, I was like, what the hip-hop helicopter is going on? He had on a red leather Adidas jacket and a Force Ranger hat. He looked like 106 in Park Ranger. But Gazoo won a couple of Grammys with that canopy on his head. That's what it looked like. A canopy done fell on his damn head, didn't it?
Terrible.
I know whoever sat behind him was mad as a mother. Chickity, even Stevie Wonder would have been mad sitting behind that smart car. I'm going to have to put Pharrell and that lucky hat on my list for Friday. Mm-hmm. See, somebody, he's still winning awards.
Yep.
See, people with money can wear what they want, can't they?
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a despicable meteor needed to hit that hat. So, but wasn't that hat in the movie Gravity? Y'all say what y'all want. This is just a theory, but I don't think Pharrell's from here. I mean, that hat he wears all the time is a time machine teletransporter. Mm-hmm. Pharrell's from Mars and his hat is from Venus. And that's why he's always talking about Star Trek and the Neptunes. I'm telling y'all, he ain't from here. Anyway, you're not supposed to judge a brother by his hat, but I'm going to finish watching the rest of these Grammys on the DVR. And congratulations to T.O. Y'all heard about T.O.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, T.O. said I.D.O. to a 33-year-old post office worker named Rachel Snyder. And T.O.'s mentor, J. Anthony Brown, couldn't be more proud. It's an interracial touchdown.